made me sick.
You took my mum.
Cancer.
Hard-hitting.
Are you scared?
Factual.
1 in 8 women will get breast cancer.
And emotive. These are just some of the many cancer campaigns. Increasing awareness of the disease is helping at a time when the number of those diagnosed is at its highest ever. Last July, 15-year-old Edward Scott sought urgent advice after he realised something was wrong.
I went on the NHS website and I found that all of the symptoms that were to do with testicular cancer were symptoms that I had. So the same day I went to my mum and said, "Mum, there's something really wrong, I have to go get this sorted out." So I went into the GP and on the same day I found out I had testicular cancer.
Accessible information, advanced technology and scientific research means cancer is being detected earlier and those it afflicts are living longer. In the 1970s, 23% of patients survived for 10 years. By 2007, that figure doubled. Yet the latest study suggests that more than 330,000 people were diagnosed with some form of the disease in 2011. That's an increase of almost 50,000 over a decade.
The main reason that more and more people are developing cancer every year is because we have an ageing population. And because people's risk of cancer goes up very significantly as people get older, the more older people we have in our population, the more people will develop cancer.
Other risk factors include obesity, smoking and alcohol. For now, a cure remains elusive. Doctors insist that healthy living remains the biggest prevention against cancer. Hint Hassan, Sky News.